Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. Now we're joined by someone else who will also be in the ring, AEW Dynamite, tomorrow night. Mark Brandmeier. No, I'm sorry, I got my notes mixed up. Mark Brandmeier is here because he's the new owner of the Kansas City T-Bones. Not that you couldn't hold your own in an AEW ring, but we're not going to. We want you to stay protected. Mark, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And so you came in here with Will Gregory, but we still let you on the show. That's not always the case, and so just to let you know about that, we look past that. So let's just get to it. I mean, how did you end up becoming the owner of the Kansas City T-Bones?
You know, that's a great question. I looked at this opportunity about a year ago and said no because, this isn't a business that I had been involved in. And then it kind of circled back around, and I got a call from the mayor, and he said, hey, we really want you to take a look at this. And so as I looked at it further, I really saw an opportunity here. I really saw an asset for the city that it would have been a shame to lose. And then I really saw an opportunity to bring some an entertainment venue to Kansas City that can be fun and exciting, and we like to think that we're the fourth pro team but a great venue to have your family out and have fun, and so we're looking forward to a great summer.
You know, we've done so many interesting and besides the actual baseball games. I mean, I was part of the broadcast crew of the first game of the T-Bones ever with me and Danny Klinkscale.
Okay.
And I was I did a couple of innings with him, so going all the way back to that. But I mean, there's been boxing there. I've gone to events with my friends, a pro athlete there. We've had 8-10 night there, a wide concert, a wide variety of things out there that have been an important part of the community. And it was kind of, you know, sad when you thought maybe, okay, is this are we going to lose the T-Bones? What's going to happen? And so I know that, it was very important for you to continue this. So I'm just curious, like, what your vision is for the ballpark, for the team, and for the future as you try to continue to have the community, KCK and all the people around Kansas City continue to support the T-Bones, to support what you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, we really want to make this a family-friendly environment, a place where you can go. Some of the things that we're going to do out of the stadium is we're doing some renovation out there. We're creating some really cool new party areas. We're renovating all the suites. We're creating a great beer garden right when you walk in, it's going to there'll be an entertainment center right there. So that
you got me a beer garden, by the way, Mark.
It's not a place where they grow beer, though.
How do you know?
Well, maybe.
Let him speak for himself. Sorry. I mean, do you grow beer there, Mark?
We don't. Okay, well. You plant a beer can.
I planted a couple beers out there.
But you know what? The other neat thing about it is, minor league baseball is an opportunity for players. And we're trying to focus on players, from the Kansas City area to come and really achieve their dream. This is where they can hone their skills. Last year we had 10 players that that moved up to the MLB that played for us. So, it's not all about the T-Bones winning and losing, although we did win the playoffs or we made it to the playoffs last year. And in 2018, we won the championship. So we have a really good, solid baseball. It's how baseball should be watched. You know, you're right down there on the field. You hear the crack of the bats. You get to know the players. That's the kind of sports that you can really, in the city can really get a part of. I think about how we really got to know the Chiefs this year and how much fun that was going through that. And this will be an experience where you really can the community can embrace the players. They're going to be out, doing different charity things, and feel free to reach out and engage with them, you know, as a community and as a city.
So when you say the mayor called you, is this Mayor Alvey?
This is Mayor Alvey.
Mayor Alvey, yep. From KCK, who, of course, as you know, Stephen...
I almost threw hands with him in a boxing ring, by the way. I asked him about yep. that at the Memorial
that's right.
Hall.
That's right.
He got a little quick getting that microphone back to me. I thought he was he's actually... I spent some time with him at the American Royal and also at a boxing event we did. Great guy.
Great
guy. And a great mayor. So
I mean, he's done a great job leading Wyandotte County, the things that he's... I'm doing and bringing together, and so they've been a great partner for us in the stadium, and they're helping with the renovations. There was some deferred maintenance that needed to be done, and they're stepping right up and helping us get all that done.
Well, so the Alvey family and Steve Bucati, my dad, go way back, so I've known them for a long time, and as a KCK guy myself, I'm really excited that there is new ownership for T-Bones. They are going to stick around because, look, when I was in middle school, my dad moved us out to the Piper area, which is why people think that I grew up on a lake.
He grew up on a lake. I don't know if you realize that. Actually, a lake house.
I did.
A floating house.
It was actually literally on the lake.
Right.
But we did. We moved out to Piper when I was in middle school from Eastern KCK. And at that time, I was not real happy about it because... I felt like my dad moved me out into the middle of nowhere. That was in the 90s, and there was really, outside of like Dubs Dread Golf Course, there was, and the Woodlands, there was nothing out there at all. And to see Kansas City, Kansas.
Hey, this KCK player.
Right.
What state is this, though?
Yeah.
Hey, player, this is Wyandotte County, you know what I'm saying, man? You know, Kansas City, Kansas, you know what I'm saying,
man? You use that, by the way, out of the stadium. Just have
that's
that
right.
As the
that's
intro
right.
before every game. So.
But to see that whole area, the racetrack, Children's Mercy Park, T-Bones, Legends, all the explosion that's gone out there with the Dairy Farmers of America and all these. I mean, there's so much development in an area that had nothing when I was living there as a kid is really cool. And I think you guys are a vital part of that because you guys have so many dates. And you also know this. I went to Bishop Ward. Baseball is king at Bishop Ward High School. Baseball is a big part of the community in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, baseball's you know, for a lot of people, that's part of their youth experience, and that's where they really learn their some leadership skills. You learn to win and lose. You learn a lot about where your capabilities are, and so baseball is really important. I think the stadium just being part of that Wyandotte County community is a vital part. You know, my philosophy is, and I know the sporting guys feel the same way. You know, a rising tide raises all the
yes.
ships, and so the more activation we get out in that area, you know, with the American Royal moving out
yep.
there.
Yep.
Hollywood Casino is going to be out there. It's going to be a cool area and a very fun area to be involved in.
So we have Mark Brandmeier, who's a new owner of the T-Bones. So new owner, I'm looking at the website. New owner, new stadium renovations, new look, a little bit of a new logo that you've got
yeah.
there, and I like that
yeah.
very much.
Right. Right.
So if you need some radio hosts
yeah.
to model that around.
That's right. Well, we're
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it looks,
maybe get
like
a quarterback in town to wear a sleeveless jersey
right.
around. You know,
absolutely.
That's right.
But
that's
it, you
right.
know, and so tell us a little bit more about those changes that fans will see and fans will enjoy. Like I said, with the new logo and everything else,
yeah,
it's going to be very fan friendly. Like
yeah.
you said,
very fan friendly. New logo, new colors, new gear. You know, they'll be we're doing some exciting events out there. We are hosting our first charity event with a current Chiefs football player.
Will's glaring at me because we can't mention it until 2 o'clock.
It, right.
But Will said you better not.
But,
and so I'm gonna go ahead and say it's gonna be announced at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, making him nervous.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now it will be announced at 2 o'clock. So
but it's gonna be exciting and it's gonna be a doubleheader. So it'll be with one of our T-Bones games. So you get to enjoy you know, some Chiefs activity and then some T-Bones activity.
I'm not going to badger him about who it is, all right? So just leave me alone, Will. Let's move on and talk more about the T-Bones. Oh, shut up, Jake! And so today, press conference, 2 o'clock.
Press conference at 2 o'clock.
Who's all going to be out there? It's going to be a lot of dignitaries.
Well, yes, absolutely. Doug Bock will be there. Josh Schwab, who's our league commissioner, is going to be there. Mayor Quentin Lucas is going to be there. And I'll be there.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Most importantly.
Right.
Yep. Man of the hour.
Right, exactly right. And so we got to think of some ideas for the morning show to get involved out there. And
do an
8-10 night or something. And I'm not going to put any pressure on you now, but Nate had expressed some interest. So is the mascot still going to be Sizzle?
The mascot is still Sizzle, okay. Yeah.
Do you allow celebrities?
It's a new and improved Sizzle.
Do you allow celebrities to act as Sizzle for a night? Because Nate expressed some interest in that a little bit earlier in the show. So
yeah,
wants to get back to his college days,
right?
As Baby J,
right? Baby J was back in the day. So I don't know if we can make something like that happen for an 8-10 night where Nate is Sizzle.
You can
go.
I think we
and
can
just
definitely do an 8-10 night, and we really appreciate all your listeners.
Nate ten night. That's why the new owner can't think of ideas. Are just popping out of his head.
Nate ten night.
Right.
Like in my hometown, right by the lake I grew up. Yeah.
Several people will come out there to support that event.
Get the whole Bucati clan out there.
Right, and so it's very exciting. And so tell people. So obviously, everything else is going to be introduced announced today. But I mean, it's so right around the corner for people to get fired up because baseball. I mean, I know we're going through a little bit of cold weather right here, but before we know it, it's going to be here, right?
Yeah, it is. Baseball's right around the corner. You know, we're looking for people's support. So anybody who you know wants to help us, you know, craft the and share their messages out there. We're looking for that. We're looking for people. We really like for this to be everybody's summer outing. We're going to have really upgrade the food experience out there. So you want to go out there, have a great food and meal with your family, friends, associates, church members, club members. Give us a call and we'll set something up. We'll have a great time. And then we're welcoming back all of our current season ticket holders and really looking for other people to come out there. There's no better venue to go out and have fun with your friends and family than what we're going to create out there this summer.
I'm a fan of my guy Chris Brown too. He's always done a great job and been a good friend of the show.
He is still the leader of the band.
And just from a personal note, going out there, it's always been very attractive to me because I have four kids and my two youngest are both 11, and to be able to go out there and experience baseball up close, and it's obviously a lot more affordable, and it's a really fun family atmosphere. A couple of times we've gone out there for 4th of July because you want to go somewhere to get little kids where you can be safe and watch the fireworks, go out there and have food, watch a baseball game, and then watch the fireworks. And I've always had a really good experience out there because I've always had little kids. Now they're getting older, but still just bringing the family where if you got four kids, you could take six people out there and it won't break the bank and you'll still have a really, really good time at the ballpark. And so that's what I'm looking forward to continuing, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, parking's free out there, very affordable pricing. One of the things, I have 9 kids, so I'm looking for something for them to do.
What's the age range here? What do we got here?
So that we got one out of college and two in college. So it goes on down, and I have two twins that are 9 years old. So I'm still in the game, and like every parent, you want to get them off their iPad, you want to get them engaged, and you want to do something. You want to make some memories, Yeah. I mean, summer goes by so fast. And so get out there, make some memories with your family and your friends and your kids, and you'll never regret it.
I'm not looking to take Will Gregory to task here, but we're kind of burying the headline. You're the new owner of the T-Bones, and you could field your own baseball team just with your children. You got a starting nine. That's it right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of a more perfect owner for a baseball team that's nine kids.
Perfect scenario.
You know? Yeah. That's what we get. Yeah, that's got to have a promotion. The Brandmeier kids get out there and take on a group of fans. If you could be the Brandmeiers, you get, I don't know, you get free tickets or something.
Well, you'll see them out there because they'll they'll be helping at the stadium, and they're all looking forward to being involved.
Well, we're sure happy for you, and we're excited that you came in here to talk about this.
Like he
look
says,
forward to the press
I'm
conference
still
today.
In the game. No, you are the game.
Right.
When you got nine kids, I mean,
so
the game is the brand.
So it ain't
mind.
Over? You're in the game? Is there,
I'm in the game.
Could there be,
game,
could there be kid number 10?
No,
oh,
no, no, no.
That's what I meant.
I'm not in that game.
Right. Because I'm not. I've been deactivated from my game. I can't, you know, the game's over for me.
The game's over for me.
I'm still, you know, still swinging away, but there's, you know, nothing but strikes. I just. So, right. Like that, don't you?
I'm on the bench, but I haven't officially been ruled out yet.
Right,
for
I've been ruled out several times.
My wife would prefer that I would be.
And so just, I guess, we'll just close up. Just tell people that are interested, the fans out there, what can they expect now with the new ownership and everything that we've come to know with the T-Bones?
You know, I think you're going to have a great summer experience. Go out and make some memories with your friends and families. Go out to T-Bones.com. And pick up some tickets. We got some great packages. And then if you want to book a group, give us a call.
And we look forward to having some fun partnerships with the T-Bones coming up. You know, coming up this season. Mark, thanks a lot, man. Congratulations, and have a great press conference.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me out.
That's Mark Brandmeier, the brand new owner of the Kansas City T-Bones and manager of the Brandmeier baseball team, traveling to a ballpark near you. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.